your time than right now. Unless you don't have the stomach and the courage, especially this younger generation, because you haven't proved anything to anybody other than to play video games and live at home. It's time to get off of your rear ends, all of you. And for those of you that are retired, you think you're in your twilight years. Let me tell you, it's getting dark out there. Extremely dark. I can't tell you when this thing is going to happen, other than the fact that Bob and I can tell you this. It's getting awfully dark out there. This is Follow the Money with Pat Kiley and Robert Chapman.
With the Syrians through Turkey. At least that's what we're getting. And there's a reason I'm going to say that, because he's not the first one to do this trick. Ehud Barak in the year 2000 did this trick after the Rabin family said there was a probable reason to believe in a conspiracy in the murder of their father and husband. And they mentioned me very prominently in their reasons for demanding a reinvestigation of the Rabin assassination. The next day after this amazing TV day where it starts with Leah Rabin, the wife, and it ends up with the children, Yuval and Dahlia, all mentioning me very nicely, by the way. Leah Rabin is set to read my book, to my utter surprise. Barak opened negotiations with the Syrian to give up the Golan Heights. And it worked. Nobody put it together that he opened up the negotiations because he was terrified. But this time they have apparently put it together because latest poll shows 59% of Israelis think Olmert opened up these negotiations to get the police off his neck. Now, there's, on the broad scale, things I don't know, but we'll start getting to things I do. Supposedly, Bush is furious at Olmert for negotiating with the Syrians and going against his war on terror. To that, I say nonsense. The Turks and the Israelis are not about to stab Bush in the back. You can be sure that these have sanctions from the Bush, and the anger is very fake. But nonetheless, that's the main issue going on, is giving up the Golan Heights. Now, here's what Olmert was criticized in the Knesset by Epi Eitam, a major general, and for negotiating over the Golan. And another member of Knesset, Ari Eldad, said that there's laws on the book permitting the killing, the legal killing of anyone who negotiates over the Golan Heights. There was a law passed by Menachem Begin, and it was treason to do this kind of business behind the government's back. And Olmert answered that they both hate peace. That's what he said. He says they both hate peace. I'm not going to begin to tell you that when Syria gets back on the Golan Heights, the Kinneret, which is already drying up, it won't be a pond in a few lakes when the water starts to cut off. There are many reasons you don't give up the Golan Heights. But if you don't like what he's doing, you hate peace. Now, it got even worse. He called all people, I think it was the same day he did this, he called all people who believe that the Jewish historical homeland and heartland was Judea and Samaria are all deluded. That's what he said. They're all deluded.
Let me interrupt for just a minute. When you were talking about the drying up, you were talking about the Sea of Galilee. Most people don't know by the other name, but there is a very real chance that the Sea of Galilee will fall to a very, very dangerous level this year. Is that right?
It's going to fall to a very dangerous level. but nothing to when the Golan is given up and all the rivers that flow into it aren't there.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Barry Samus as we begin exploring what's really going on in Israel, the criminal investigation of Olmert, and what's really going on. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Barry Samus. We're talking about, of course, what's going on at Olmert. The premier of Israel is really under criminal investigation for bribery. And, you know, faced with this, of course, there are many people, Barak among them, who's calling for Olmert to simply step down from his position as the premier of South of Israel. And the question is, will he do that? Certainly, in negotiating with Israel, pardon me, with Syria, Israel negotiating with Syria from point of view of weakness is not a very good position to be negotiating in. The idea of giving up the Golan Heights, if they were to give up the Golan Heights, it would mean that all of the area around the Sea of Galilee and certainly all would be certainly open to attack. Certainly we saw what happened when Israel gave up Gaza. I mean, we're going to give up land for peace, everybody said, land for peace. And then as soon as they gave up Gaza, why, it became a base for shooting missiles into southern Israel, and certainly there are towns there in southern Israel, which are, well, most of the people have already left because of the danger of the constant missile attacks. So land for peace just doesn't work. So pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, I'm dealing with it from the point of view, is this man thoroughly paranoid? I mean, when you call the Asia not part of historical Israel, the whole Bible is Judea and Samaria. It's not the Negev very much. It wasn't the Sinai all that much, but it's certainly a place like Hebron and Nablus And all of that's where biblical Israel was. Now, to say that people are deluded if they believe this, well, a lot of people think that he's got a disease, that the only person deluded is him. But I want to tell you that there's a precedent here that makes me believe he's being coached. And it has to do with Rabin. Now, Rabin, 1 month before he was killed, was to appear at a speech in a place called the Wingate Institute of Netanya. It's a physical education institute. The Jerusalem Post planned a fair, and Rabin was going to give the good word to the fairgoers. Now, I saw the crowd coming, and they were all really ticked off at him. They really were not going to give him a good time, and there were banners, and I just saw it a mile off that he was walking into trouble. Now, I did something also a little psychological that was repeated in Israeli news thousands of times. I went up to a group of reporters and asked them, when's the SOB going to get here? You know, that was just to let them know that there's an enemy out there that doesn't like Rabin. And over the years, they would repeat that quote, not knowing where it came from. But nonetheless, Rabin arrived, and you never heard such booing. I mean, you could hear that booing 20 miles away. I had a friend at the time, David Perkins. He had a shofar. Every time Rabin opened his mouth, he would blow the shofar. You couldn't hear one word that Rabin said. Now, I was in the front, and my little four-year-old kid was on my shoulders, and I was joining in the booing, anything to put an end to this insanity called Oslo. But there's something very tragic happened. The Shabak, seeing that how many enemies were being had in the English community, arrested someone. But before we get into that, Rabin repeated over and over again the same phrase, you're all a bunch of racists. Now that's not an Israeli thing to say. You don't call someone a racist. Well, because you're not negotiating with the PLO, you're racist. I mean, you don't say that to anyone. But that's what he said over and over again. And I knew he got instructions to say that. The same as Olmert got instructions that Judean Samaritans are a delusion that it's historically Jewish, or that the Golan, not giving up the Golan Heights means that you hate peace. Rabin said you're all racist. And I noted that. Now, something happened at that rally at Wingate, besides just the bullying and bad image for Rabin being surrounded by such a hostile crowd. They arrested someone. His name was Natan. He was with a seven-year-old son. He was not part of the bullying. He was the chief rabbi of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. They arrested the wrong guy. They need to arrest a religious guy, and they arrested a religious guy. That was the idea. But they arrested a guy who was very smart and who contacted me later, and we'll go over this very shortly. But they arrested him for attempting to murder Rabin. Now, this Natan was very known in Israel, and even representatives of the far left, Nomi Chazon, an example, she's a communist, said that he's got a perfect reputation for peacefulness, and he doesn't have a violent streak. And after a month, he was let off and set free. He didn't do anything. But he was very smart. He noted every Shabak agent who harangued him. He noted how they were going to get him to confess. And what he noted is very, very significant, because he came up to me, and we had a long talk. It was in Beit Shemesh. Once again, my table was outside. People just came to that table. And the first person he said who arrested me was Yuval Schwartz, Schwartz in Hebrew. And he beat me to a pulp till we got to the jail, and I was told I was lucky I'm still alive, that he's a madman, and he was my initial interrogator, and he kept on beating me. He beat me senseless. I'm going to be speaking in Santa Clara pretty soon. I'm going to be showing a movie. I'm going to show you Yuval Schwartz. Yuval Schwartz was walking with Shimon Peres, step by step, backstage. And when Peres, now, people who don't understand this and are coming to Santa Clara will understand this, but just keep in mind that Peres came down first. That wasn't, that's against protocol. But he was directed to the front of Rabin's car and looked inside the car, and it's all on film. The Shabak agent who directed him to look in Rabin's car was Yuval Schwartz. He was a serious character in this assassination, and probably has something to do at least with the fake assassination, the shooting of the blank bullets. Was Yuval Schwartz. That's who beat up Natan. So that's the original person who beat up Natan. Now we get into, Natan is telling me this story, and he's a very nice man, and he was telling it with a lot of anger, but he wants the truth out more than he wants to get revenge on anyone. He said he noted the names of the Shabak agents who interrogated, checked on their backgrounds afterwards. This is the first article in my book, Traitors and Carpetbaggers in the Promised Land, is my interview with Natan. Now, and this was the first, no, it wasn't. It was not the first time I've identified Shabak agents, but these were deep inside Judea and Samaria. They were deeply planted. One of the agents was Ronen Bar Shira. He was the registrar of Gush Emunim Youth. That's the settler youth. He determined what the youth of Judea and Samaria would do in their spare moments. He was a Shabak agent. For the heck of it, I'm going to repeat that name. I'm so ticked at what they've done to the country. Ronen Bar Shira. The second interrogator, and this is over a month's time, by the way, was Sami Ovadia, who moved to a settlement with his wife. By the way, I used to give lectures, and I could always tell the Shabak agents. They were the ones absolutely silent, with horrible objections to whatever I said. I knew they didn't belong there. Sami Ovadia and his wife moved to West Bank. They were discovered, and they end up in Netanya. And he gave away three major Shabak agents to me, who did horrible, horrible things to the youth of Judea and Samaria. And, of course, to the, well, he was no youth that time. They did to the whole population.
All right, fine. Well, unfortunately, this is a standard technique of intelligence agencies. I fear the same things going on right in America today. You never really know, even if your best friend might actually be a government agent. They, in fact, this is what happened to a DeLorean. You remember the DeLorean car? A guy became his best friend. He was a government agent. This is what happened to Michael Rupert. This is what happened to Pat Matriciana. This is certainly what happened time and time again, as they plant people all across our country collecting intelligence, and ultimately when the word is given, they will betray people or get them to do things they shouldn't do so that they can get into trouble with the law.
Well, now there's more to the Olmert story. Now, I believe the last time we spoke, it was about the Balin secret visits to Cairo. To get the, ultimately the Oslo Accords, off the ground. Now, I sent you a little article, it was from the Jerusalem Post about Polanski. He is accusing, Olmert of years of bribe taking. And if you recall, we had a little bit of a problem with my source, for Balin's, indiscretions. It was Yehuda Meiri, who I called Shuki. That was his nickname. I sent you an article. I hope you read it. If not, I'm going to say it anyway. It was Yeshua Meiri who convinced Polanski to go against Olmert for the good of Israel.
All right, so it says Zelensky is actually, of course, gone, come forward, turning state's evidence, and saying that Olmert accepted bribe after bribe after bribe. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Samish.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Samish, and we're talking certainly about the things that have gone on in the past, and of course bring us right up to date, where we find that the Prime Minister of Israel is being investigated for fraud and taking bribes, and of course it's Barry's contention, and I suspect it's very, very true, that the reason that the American financier has come forward and accused Olmert is because they've got to get rid of Olmert before he destroys Israel. And for the good of Israel, this man's coming forward and admitted that he repeatedly bribed the prime minister, the man who today is the prime minister of Israel. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, we have to talk about who was prime minister of Israel after Netanyahu. It was Ehud Barak.
Right.
Ehud Barak walked out of Southern Lebanon, left the SLA, that was the Christian army, who were working very well with the IDF, the Israeli army. And we had a situation in the north that was genuinely secure, certainly compared to today, but it was a secure situation. Barak left them with no warning to be arrested and tortured. And he'll always be remembered for ruining Israel's trust. And nobody is going to trust Israel again if they turn over their army, their Christian army to essentially Hezbollah. That was Barak as prime minister. Now let's look at Barak as defense minister. Barak is going to move Israeli troops back from the Gaza border. Now, this is important. There was a very important border crossing called Erez. And the Israelis have, that's the border. I mean, that's the border between Israel and Gaza, the new border anyways. And 4 or 5 days ago, a truck with 4 tons of explosives didn't quite make it to Erez. It exploded on the Palestinian side. Nonetheless, after the truck, which, you know, if it had made it to Erez, there'd be several tens of soldiers dead. Barak, instead of saying, gather the army, recruit the army, mobilize the army, let's put an end to this, enough is enough, says we're gonna retreat from Erez Junction. That's the junction where the Gazans get their supplies from Israel, not to mention it was the junction that was the road to northern Gush Katif for Jewish Gaza at one point. Barak is pulling back. The Israeli army is turning chicken. The Arabs are laughing at them that they're too cowardly to stay in place. It's just a thorough military disaster. A thorough disaster. And that also happened, the announcement was 2 days ago, let's say. Just so you know that the cowardice of the Israeli army doesn't come from the soldiers, it comes from the defense minister, and I'd like to know who gave him instructions to completely give the border away to Hamas. But that's also what happened.
Well, Israel's in real trouble because if you have traitorous leaders, why, certainly the country is going to lose its freedom. And do you think that there's any sort of a movement within the military or elsewhere to simply overthrow this government? They may have been democratically elected, but you know very well, because they control the media, that everything is rigged over there.
Well, there's someone who arranged for Talansky, who knows a lot about Olmert, to bring down one person, but that won't do the trick. There are just far too many people deeply touched by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Vatican. Those are the 1-2 shots. So if Olmert goes, C.P. Livni or Barak, no less, as head of the Labor Party, or Netanyahu as head of the Likud, they're all CFR controlled. There's nowhere to go. There's just nowhere to go except to overthrow it. And there isn't, you know, just so you know, I attended 2 meetings with high-ranking Israeli officers in private homes, and they told me that they were going to overthrow Barak as prime minister. He was going to put an end to the country. There were such plans, and I was a part of them in a way just for providing the evidence. But certainly the evidence for Rabin, which is all connected into this mess anyways, but I don't think there's anyone left. I don't believe there even a major or a captain with, a tank unit, who could try and take the Knesset. I don't even think there's that left. And it gets very, very much worse. Oh, and by the way, I'm gonna add something. there are weird things happening to me right now, which are extremely difficult to explain. Oops, I hear music.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a minute with Barry Shamish here at Genesis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Facts. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish. We're talking about the terrible plight Israel's in today. The Shadi Barak is the in charge of the military. Perez, I think he's the president. And is Perez the president now?
Sure is.
And then, of course, you've got Olmert, who's the prime minister. And they're all crooks. Certainly, Olmert's under the control of the CFR. According to Barry, why... Perez is under the control of the Vatican, and I don't know who controls Barak, but these
CFR.
People are all controlled by people outside of Israel, and none of them are intent upon preserving the state of Israel as it exists today. So pick up the story.
Another show, another day, we'll do Barak and his sojourn in Washington, and the money he collected in Washington became prime minister with the backing of the Washington Institute of Peace, and that's Dennis Ross. Another time.
Okay, before we go on, Barry, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get to your website, how they can get your DVDs?
Sure. The books, you go to lulu.com, lulu.com, and it says search in a little box. You write my name, Shamish, Chamish. The website, BarryShamish.com, will get it to you. The DVDs, here's a phone number, I'll tell you about them when you call. That's 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. Now, shall we return?
Let's return.
All right. Before I go to the final story, which is the Russians have taken over downtown Jerusalem. I mean, taken over. The Israeli government handed them long blocks of downtown Jerusalem land to be Russian territory. I just got to mention, I've been going through very weird things myself. Now, something with the wife has been absolutely unexplainable, and I won't do that to the listeners. But last Tuesday, I was supposed to go to Phoenix to do two TV shows. They were going to be filming me at 7 in the evening, so everything was had to be like clockwork. I got to the airport, went to Continental, and my ticket wasn't in their machine. I wasn't on the seating list, and nothing. I was going to miss the TV interviews. Now, I phoned the producer. Well, Orthodox Jews won't like this, but I appeal to anyone who cares enough about Israel to try and do something about this. It was, oh my goodness, the Jewish Voice. They were going to put me on their show, and I didn't have a ticket. I did, my confirmation number wasn't in the computer, nothing. Luckily, my producer was at home. It was 3 in the morning. And luckily, I got a ticket on Southwest. And I just made it in Phoenix in time to have a shower and do the interviews. But I've never, ever had a ticket lost. And they had all the confirmation, and they've never had this happen to them either. So between the wife's very sudden behavior and the missing tickets, I'm starting to get a little paranoid here as well. I hope I make it to Conspiracy Con and they don't stop that either. But now let's go to something I wrote about was in 1994. Way back in 94, Yossi Beilin, who was the father of Oslo, let there be no mistake about this, negotiated with the Russians to transfer sovereignty of certain properties in Jerusalem that would have just torn the city to bits. There's two kinds of Russians, Russian Orthodox and white Russians, who support the Tsars, but he gave land back to both of them. Now, I sent out this article, and it really is getting a lot of notice. Israel concluded the treaty this week with the Russians. They're going to, now I'm going to describe the sites. There's three sites in downtown Jerusalem that are now officially turned over. One is the Russian compound that Israel inherited from the British. It's where the National Court is. Now it's just civilian court. It doesn't matter. It's a major court building. Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Water, the jail, the Russian, infamous Russian compound jail. The Jews are going to clear out of all these places. And there are two other places, Prophet's Lane, and the third, the square. It doesn't matter. The fact is, this is really downtown Jerusalem. You go to Hileni Hamalka Street, which the Russians now have. The Israeli government gave it to Russia. Hileni Hamalka hits Jaffa Road. Across the street is the big post office in Jerusalem. This, try to imagine Washington gave approximately one-fifth of its downtown area to the Russians to create a sort of Vatican in downtown Washington. A separate nation within the Jewish capital is now owned by the Russians. The Israeli government sold it for money, and there's more to come about that. I wrote in 1994 that Balin offered the Russians enough land to break up the Jewish city of Jerusalem. And the exact deal that Balin gave to the Russians was signed this week. Israel's going to turn over a big chunk of downtown Jerusalem to the Russians. That's the key.
Why are they going to turn it over? Is any explanation given?
They got a good deal. There was a lot of money floating around. Nothing better than that.
Well, who got the money? Did the Israeli government get it, or did
Iraq
get it?
Oh, who got the money? The Israelis.
Okay, fine.
Big deal, who gets the money? It's your capital.
Sure.
You don't sell the Washington Monument to the White House. I mean, this is not something any capital I know but has done. Okay, just straightforward. Downtown Jerusalem is now 20% owned by, it's a separate entity. I don't know if you'll need a passport to get in there, but all the residents of these areas have been, and these residents have been there for, let's say, 40 years. All of them have been given expropriation notices with no compensation. A few have been given compensation for properties, like couches and silly, minor little amounts of money were given for certain possessions. But they're throwing the residents out, and the Russians are coming in.
You mean they're not going to be compensated
no,
for their property or their homes?
No, they're not. I sent two articles in Hebrew and a not very good one in English. I'm sorry you didn't get it. If it's still your computer, I'll send it back to you.
All right, fine. Okay, Simon, I would imagine that the people of Israel who are losing their homes without compensation would be up in arms.
Well, they're old people. They sent lawyers. They sent lawyers to the Russian delegation. They've been making as much of a fuss as they can do, but the forces at work, you don't know what they're going to do next to you. They have all the control. The Supreme Court will turn down anything they present to it. These people don't have a chance. This is what's going on in Israel, that the forces that be, the Israeli establishment, absolutely control the Supreme Court. No verdict is going to come down that's going to keep them in their homes. The Russians are taking over.
Well, it's a pretty sad commentary, and I would think that people would be furious in Israel, especially when, you know, you see somebody else lose their home, because if they can take somebody else's home, they can take your home, too.
No kidding. What do you think they're doing in Gaza? Right. What do they do in northern Samaria?
Well, supposedly they were going to compensate the people in Gaza. They never did it, but they promised to compensate them.
No, they never did, actually. They said if you don't clear out voluntarily, you get nothing. But even those who did clear out voluntarily got nothing, so essentially they called it bluff.
Well, go right ahead.
Well, I don't know how much more you can do with the Russian stuff. I mean, I know what the next properties in Israel are and what the Valley of Jehoshaphat, that's the big entrance to Jerusalem from the east. There is a huge Russian church. It'll go back. And then there's, oh, my goodness. There are many more properties to go back to Russia. This is an unexpected turn of events. Come on. Do you know how many nations have properties in Jerusalem? With this Russian deal, my goodness, the Vatican itself, you know, this might have been done to make the Vatican takeover easier. Because with the Russian takeover, there's nothing now for the Vatican to say that you gave to the Russians. Okay, we want our properties back. And it gets worse. There's British properties. There's Greek properties. They're breaking up not just East Jerusalem. They took a major, major stride into the breakup of the whole city.
Well, Barry, but did this property at any time in the past ever belong to the Russians?
At some point, everything belongs to somebody. Jerusalem is a very old city. But again, when you ask that question, sure it did. They built some buildings, but they lost ownership to the British. If they want compensation, you go to the British who took over these buildings. And I repeat again, all through Europe, there have been numerous civilizations, and you're not going to give the Jutes and the Danes the farms that they farmed in Yorkshire back to them. The concept is just, you don't turn your capital into a Russian capital, and that's what they did.
Well, I think it's so important that people really begin to put things into perspective. Something big is afoot. Certainly, this is what you're suggesting. And turning over large segments of Jerusalem to the Russians, and then we know the Vatican does certainly wants an area up there on Mount Zion. And so, what's going to happen next?
I see no good signs. I mean, Hezbollah is getting. Also, this should be noted that the Russians, while they're getting a big chunk of Israel, have been supplying Hezbollah with massive amounts of arms for the next attack on Israel. Now, this connection between Hezbollah and the Russians and the Israeli government is working. The Russians are working tremendously against Israel right now. And where it's going to end? It's going to end in a war with a lot of dead Israelis. Where it's going
to
end.
Well, I think people have to understand the Russians have been financing the terrorists and coordinating the terrorist movement and training the terrorists. They're going back for 30 or 40 years, and there's nothing new about that. But what most people don't understand is the United States has been funding the Russians at every turn. In fact, we transfer them all sorts of technology. So where does all this begin? Well, I would think it begins just as much in New York City as it does in Moscow or in Rome. So
when you don't know what the power brokers are doing, you can't do anything to protect yourself.
Right.
This is the issue. And I'm living that issue, and I assume all of Israel is living that issue. They decide what's going to happen to your country in closed meetings, and then they go and prepare you for the inevitable. And this has been going on now for at least 14 years. And the next war is going to be a war that Israel simply cannot defend itself again. It's going to be a missile war.
Well, what do you hear now? Certainly everything I hear over here is that there is going to be some sort of a strike on Iran before the end of the Bush
administration. Not by Israel.
What about by the United States?
Well, everyone asks me that. And I still say and maintain the same thing. You've had these naval groups in the Persian Gulf opposite Iran for the longest time, and nothing has happened. I'm not sure it's a bluff. I'm not sure where the next war will be. But Iran doesn't have to hit Israel. There's no reason for Iran to hit Israel. It's got Hezbollah in Lebanon, and it's just taken over the country. They're patrolling Beirut. They've got Hezbollah to get rid of Israel for them.
That's right. There's no question. There's no reason why America should attack Iran. But it seems that the people in Washington, D.C., almost have this desire to expand the war in the Middle East, which is madness. But then I don't necessarily think we're dealing with sane people. I think we're dealing with people who have a different worldview and a different objective and want to use war because that's how the prince rules. That's what Machiavelli said. The prince always uses war. And, of course, I think that George Bush is the modern-day prince.
How much time do we have?
We got about 3 minutes.
It's not quite enough, but there was a time when I tried so hard to expose the murderers of Israel, and if I had succeeded, it would have worked. If we have gotten rid of these people, I'm just going to tell you that Carmi Gilon, who was head of the Shabak during the Rabin assassination, gave a speech in Jerusalem as a journalist. I got as many people out to that speech as possible, including Nadia Matar and the Women for Green. Everyone was opposed to him. He thought he had gotten away with the murder. And I said to him only one thing. Most of the questions were stupid. People didn't understand how thoroughly involved this man was in Rabin's murder. I said to him, Gilon, who murdered Yitzhak Rabin? And he just turned ashen white. And I said, Gilon, you're going to be investigated. He stood up ran through the door. It was the end of the meeting after 45 minutes.
But do you think that perhaps they got rid of Rabin because Rabin was betraying the country? Do you think that was the real motivation behind it?
No. No. Rabin wanted the end of Oslo. He wanted the end of all this. Rabin was used by the people who are destroying Israel, and he realized it one morning, and he became useless to them. But Gilon was Peres' man. I asked him in front of 200, 300 people who murdered Rabin, and I said to him, and everyone knew what I meant by this, Gilon, you're going to be investigated. And those were the days when I actually thought it could be true.
Well, anyway, of course, it took a lot of courage on your part. We're just about out of time. Our guest has been Barry Shamish. We're talking about certainly the current tragic situation in Israel, where the country is being betrayed by its leaders. Just as here in America, I believe our country is being betrayed by its leaders. I think the world is moving towards a crisis sort of a situation. Certainly a war, expanding the war in the Middle East, would be totally beyond a comprehension. There's no reason for it. Well, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Barry, thanks very much for being with us. And
always a pleasure.
Well, we will be seeing you, not this weekend, but the following weekend there. Barry will be talking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 7th and 8th of January of June. If you want information on it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's the 7th and 8th of June at the Marriott Hotel there in Santa Clara. Okay, bye-bye. God bless.
God bless you. Bye all.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Wow. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barry, but I think big things are facing us in the Middle East. Certainly Israel is going to be under attack from Hamas in the south. And, of course, who's funding Hamas? Why, of course, the United States. We're giving money to Fatah, and Fatah's giving money and weapons to Hamas. In fact, if you read the book, The Devil's Game, you'll find out who created Hamas. Why was Israel and the United States CIA? Why would we do that? Well, of course, we thought it would be better to have an internationalist movement rather than a domestic movement there. So they created Hamas. Of course, who created Hezbollah? It was created by the Revolutionary Guard over in Iran. And who created the Revolutionary Guard? Why the mullahs? And who brought the mullahs to power? The American CIA. Nothing is it appears to be. And when you begin to understand that, everything makes sense. Now, let me suggest, if you want to get our programs, you go to RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to us there live 4 hours a day or 9 hours a day, including the replays. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can pull down our DVDs off of the Internet there, watch them free. You can read our newsletters. Your job is to get other people to listen to our programs. Then, of course, let me suggest my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a great overview of what's going on, where you can watch it on CD. We actually have a CD or video. We have the book, and we have an audio tape. You can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special for $29.95, and you have our permission to copy anything we have produced. We have a great talk which really takes you into an understanding of the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. It's called The Forbidden Secret. There is a secret, ladies and gentlemen. It's been passed down for 5,000 years, and you can't make sense out of anything going on unless you understand that secret. There's a syllabus goes with that. We have a talk on the planned police state, and there really is a plan for a police state. You can read the whole sequence of events going back to the time of the American Revolution. There have always been those who, in the latter days, wanted America to become the new Atlantis that would lead the world into the new world order. So that's the planned police state, comes with an excellent syllabus, and we actually have there some of the writings of the people from the other side. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they write out exactly what they're going to do, but you're not going to be able to get that information from other ministries, but you can get it from Radio Liberty by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Of course, if you want to get more information, excellent DVDs, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. That's They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And I promise you, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again after watching those DVDs. And then, of course, we have the DVD, The Da Vinci Con. It's put out by Joe Schimmel, who put out the They Sold Their Souls TVs, and excellent. We also have, of course, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. These all help you to begin to connect the dots and understand what's really going on today. America is the new Atlantis. In fact, Chris Pinto, who put out those DVDs, the Secret Mysteries and the Riddles in Stone DVDs, very professionally done. But Chris did a talk for us. It's called The Atlantis Connection. America is the new Atlantis to lead the world. This has been planned for centuries. The average American doesn't understand why there's an occult emblem on the back of the dollar bill. They don't understand why we're fighting in Iraq. Oh, it was just a mistake and 1 million people died. Oh, it was a mistake we got into Vietnam and 3 million Vietnamese died and 58,000 American boys died in a totally unnecessary war. But all of these wars are unnecessary. They are all fought because there's a powerful and mysterious force that is working at the head of both political parties. It controls our media, controls our banking. And you get our material, you begin to understand it. Get our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our web page, RadioLiberty.com. We'll be back in just a minute for the next program. Where have all the emails gone?
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able